Hello, my name is Sandy Grunwald. I'm your well-being and engagement manager at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'd like to spend some time with you today to share some helpful ways that you can improve your lab levels and your BMI, or your body mass index. Especially as you complete your free labs and your BMI assessment this August and September, and ultimately receive that very generous $60 per month incentive on your medical premium in 2023. The first tip I have for you is to go into our patient portal and check your results. Look and see where you are, and note if there's anything that may be out of range. The next step you would take is to please schedule a visit with your provider to discuss any questions, concerns, or numbers that are out of the range. And please also remember, these recommendations are for most of us. There may be others with certain chronic conditions or challenges that it may not apply. So always check with your doctor first. As we get started, I want you to think about the lab levels that will receive results from: your glucose, triglycerides, total cholesterol, HDL, LDL, VLDL, your lipid panel. And starting with glucose, a really amazing way that's simple, inexpensive to help improve that level is to increase your fiber intake. Most of us do not get the recommended amount of fiber per day. Some foods to try to incorporate into your diet a bit more: think about pears, broccoli, legumes are your friend, beans, kidney beans, navy beans, black beans, whatever you like, pinto beans. Put them in things, get more. Bran cereals, berries, peas, barley, whole wheat pastas and breads. Those are some high fiber foods, and increasing your fiber can help immensely in a number of different areas. Next, if you look at your triglycerides, how can you help improve those levels? One recommendation is to reduce the amount of liquid sugars in your diet. Think about sodas, energy drinks, even juices that we call liquid sugars because they tend to spike your blood sugar rapidly. Instead of juices, even fruit juices, can you eat the fruit instead of drinking the juice? You get the fiber and the benefit that fruit provides. Next, think about your overall cholesterol number. How can you help with that? Increasing monounsaturated fat can be helpful in improving your cholesterol level. Think about incorporating olive oil in your diet and more nuts, and increasing, there's that soluble fiber again. We talked about whole grains, fruits, veggies, beans. Another incredibly powerful way to positively impact your lab levels and your BMI is to increase any type of exercise or movement throughout your days. Small bursts are as effective as one long burst. So think about 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, even a brisk walk has immense positive effects. Also consider incorporating intervals into any movement you prefer. If you like to walk, if you like to swim, no matter what you prefer, an interval is the process of pushing yourself so you feel like you're working hard, and then increasing that for whatever amount of time you're able to do, say a minute, say a half a minute, say 5 minutes, and then backing off into a challenging level, not relaxation, but just backing off, whether it's the speed or the intensity or flat versus hill, oscillating your exercise or movement in such a way where you're pushing yourself, backing off a little bit, pushing yourself and backing off, not only affects your lab levels, also helps your BMI, also helps with more effective endurance, and helps you become stronger and can improve those other lab levels, including HDL, LDL, and VLDL. Another more challenging way to affect the lab levels, but clearly effective in many, many areas, is to stop tobacco use and get help if you need it. There's all kinds of resources, whether it's with the hospital, with the quit now, but to take steps and reduce and ultimately quit tobacco use will affect all of your lab levels and more. And then as we look at BMI, we'll look again at exercise, how that can affect and positively impact and improve your BMI level. And it's a recommended number by the American Diabetes Association to look at 150 minutes a week as sort of a baseline goal and break that up among the 7 days so you can, at minimum, work on 150 minutes or work up to that, depending where you are right now. Another very important note as you work to improve your levels is to set realistic goals and to say, you know, as a busy caregiver, parent, spouse, and all the roles you play, to set those goals in such a way that they are attainable and to keep you motivated. Another quick message and note is to get support. Change is difficult, whether you're incorporating more fiber or the intervals or looking at more fruits and vegetables in your diet. Change is hard. If you have support, you're more likely to be successful. Learn more about nutrition and meal planning. There's so many resources out there that are credible, and we'll say we've got our WellWorks resource as a wonderful guide to help you learn more about what types of foods can help you attain your goals and help you improve some of those lab levels. Another highly effective way to improve your levels is to track your foods and track your exercise minutes. It's proven to be effective. If we write it, we're more likely to be aware and can look back and can track our successes. I hope one of these or many of these can help you improve your lab levels, help you feel better, and ultimately take better care of you. Thank you for all you do.